Blog Talk Radio.
And what does peace feel like? Let me play this lesson from Lee Alston as he tells you or shows you where you can listen to what peace feels like. Had a rough week. This is what peace feels like. You may have had a rough week this week where things just didn't go right. You listen to this song and this just soothes you down. It just melts your mind. It just takes away all your problems. This is what peace feels like. Yeah, man. You are now entering the vault on Friday, October 1st, which is First Friday. A lot of things happen on First Friday, but we're happening today with this mellow music on First Friday, featuring Lee Alston of Gullah Soul Music from Freeport, Texas. And you are listening in the background to What Peace Feels Like. Welcome, Gullah Soul Music listeners. My name is Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais.co Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide. So sit back or lay back for the next hour and prepare your mind to be free, your body to be moved, and your ears soothed with Gullah Soul, chillax, and soulful and holistic tunes. Another Friday night, and thanks to all of you tuning in and supporting Lee Alston by hitting that follow button from your social media platforms or directly on n1m.com/Lee Alston, which is number one music, where his profile has 324,306 views as of today. So thank you, loyal fans, and those of you who are hearing him for the first time, trust me, it won't be your last time. Last week, we presented Trap Question. Tonight, you'll be listening to more great mellow music. Man, we are in the studio, the lab, the kitchen, where he cooks up his music. This is going to be a treat tonight, as we get to hear firsthand how Lee vibes. Now, remember, he plays all of his own instruments, so we are going to see what he has and what he is made of for show. As we enter the vault, give a quick shout out to Lee and show some love on the show at 516-418-5857. Yes. Invitation is open to your friends to tune in as well and learn about Gullah Soul Music. Lee can be contacted through his email at leealston1970.la@gmail.com. Each Friday is for your listening pleasure, but you can go to n1m.com/Lee Alston to check out, listen to, download all of his music, but we'd rather you listen live right here from the vault and join the conversation. Again, that number is 516-418-5857.
Yes, y'all, this is Gullah Soul Radio, the Soulistic Music Revival, coming right at you. Hip-hop, soul music, yeah, on the strength. I say it's on the strength right now. This is Gullah Soul Music.
That was his Gullah Soul Music promo. And before we hear from Lee, we're going to have his thoughts.
Check my vibe out, y'all.
Come on now.
Just for 1 minute, close your eyes and maximize the pure thought of blue skies. And every color of the rainbow lives in harmony. That's the way it ought to be. But all we see is color. We need to be colorblind. Seek to find the beauty inside. Because no matter how hard the heart, everyone has a soft part. So let's stop making excuses and start to teach our children where true love begins within. And it doesn't matter what color of skin they're in.
What y'all thinking about his thoughts? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Those are My Thoughts by Lee Alston. Yes, sir. And you know what? We're going to get ready to have Mr. Lee Alston come to the show, and because you know what time it is. Show some love to your worldwide listeners from Freeport, Texas, Mr. Lee Alston.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Hope everybody's doing well. Yeah, man.
Yes,
hope everybody's doing well out there. Ms. Inez, how are you doing this evening?
I am good. We had a good prayer, so I am all prayed up and ready to get played up now. Yes,
solid,
man.
Solid. Yes. I want to thank the subscribers and supporters, fans on NoahMusic.com for making Master Blaster number one again this week. Also, y'all made Water, that song, y'all made that number one as well. So I've never had two number ones in 1 week, but I want to thank y'all, you know, real,
yes,
man.
Yes,
you know, y'all did for me on y'all's playlist, downloads, and sharing. I'm so thankful that y'all are bringing me in as a part of your playlist every day. So that's real cool. And I just want to tell everybody, man, I'm glad to be here with y'all again tonight. And here where we are, we're in some thunderstorms, but it's all good, man. We're all good.
All right.
So,
okay.
You know, we're going to do this show and give God the praise.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
we're
going to
have a
God's
good time tonight, man, and just enjoy this fellowship on tonight. Everybody, I hope you're doing good out there. Yeah, man, for real. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. And, of course, we cannot not introduce his lovely wife, Miss Angie Alston, in the background. I hear the clap on. Say something to us, sister.
That's
girl.
That's
hey.
The clap.
We are not going to let the devil disturb us. We got us a good evening tonight because we are in the kitchen. We are in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have not done this before, so devil, get thee behind us because we're going to have us a show tonight. The Lord is going to shine for sure. And, you know, ain't no stopping us now. So the first song I'm going to play tonight is called Basszilla Praise Music. So we're going to start with some praise solista funk music. Yes, sir. Here we go.
Right.
Now, solistically speaking, I have to do this my way now. Southern Gospel Soul Music is now coming in your ear. So don't worry about it. I'm keeping it all solidified. Sanctified. So y'all come on and get on up and do this with me. You know what I'm saying? So clap your hands
how
for what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. Come on.
How
on, y'all. Come on.
Me?
I don't want no rocks crying out for me.
How you gonna come
from
me?
East Coast, West Coast, all points beyond. I say, don't be tardy for the Holy Ghost party. We're playing one more song.
Hey, Lee.
Yeah, that's the jam. Go ahead and do what you do. Let go, let God have his way. Let him shine his light on you.
And get up
to the holy boogie. I'm in the
kitchen. So looky, looky, take a listen at what I'm cooking. When you put your foot all in it, Uncle Lee's got a brand new bag. Look inside, everybody, what you see? Music put together solistically. Holy Spirit moving totally. Yeah. I don't want no rocks crying out to me. Yeah. I can praise the Lord. I can do my thing for the Lord right here, right now. I can clap my hands.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
song
yeah,
is. Man. We're gonna take everything he plays. We're gonna take the number one. I'm sorry. That's just how. That's
yeah,
just how we do that.
Yeah.
There. It's so amazing.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So tonight. If y'all have not heard this man, we are going into the kitchen. We are going to. He's going to play live and in living color. So
yeah.
We're going to hear how he vibes. We're going to, he's going to take it to another platform. So if you all have not joined in and are listening and you want to shout out, you can shout out at 516-418-5857. So Lee, it's in your hands. So tell us what you got for what you're cooking up. Because in the background right now, soul food is playing. And I really think
yeah.
that you stole, what's his name? Kenny G. And have him playing. That's what I really think. But I'm just kidding. But because that's exactly what it sounds like. And when I heard that, I sound like Kenny. I'm going to turn it up just a tad bit so these people can hear that.
Yeah, go ahead and turn it up, man. Go ahead and turn it up. Let me listen.
Okay. Now, you can't tell me that don't sound like Kenny G. Master Kenny G.
That sounds better than Kenny G.
Well, we know that. And we are coming from the
yeah,
kitchen.
Yeah,
we're going to cook us up some stuff tonight. Thank you. Shelby, coming from the kitchen, I know you, when we spoke earlier, you said you have your acoustic guitar. So, so what you got for us? This laid out there.
I'm just gonna play a little I'm gonna play a little Spanish soul, and I'm gonna let the whole world hear this a little something tonight. Y'all can just kind of mind trip me on this one right here, and I'm just gonna share with y'all tonight just a little something, and it's coming off my the top of my head or something here, and we're gonna play.
Okay. That's what happens when you cook in the kitchen.
Just grooving, man, and just kind of, you know, just picking a little something for y'all tonight worldwide. This is part of my creative process, and, you know,
okay.
I pick around on something here or there. I'll put my hands on an instrument, you know, keyboard,
uh-huh.
bass, whatever, and that's just part of my, you know, creating a canvas, you know, as you know, in my mind, and so using the a mindful canvas and, you know, and everything else just kind of comes, and I just start painting, of course, figuratively, you know, with these notes.
Right.
And just putting stuff together. So, yeah, so I just want to share a little bit with y'all tonight a part of Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music's creative process on tonight. Yeah, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I can go for that. And not only does he play it, but he also speaks it. He has a song called Te Necesito, which means I need you. And then the song says,
yeah.
Savior, I come to you. So I'm going to, since he played that, I'm going to play Te Necesito for our Latin listeners.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
There we go. There we go. Yo
te necesito. Oh, te necesito cada forma. Te necesito, bendéceme ahora. Mi Salvador, yo vengo, yo vengo a ti. Yo te necesito, oh, te necesito. Cada forma, te necesito. Bendeceme ahora. Yo vengo a ti. Yo te necesito, oh, te necesito. Para orar, te necesito. Bendeceme ahora, mi Salvador. Yo vengo a ti. Yo te necesito, oh, te necesito. Cada hora, te necesito. Bendeceme ahora, mi Salvador. Vendré tal como soy, vendré tal como soy. Vendré tal como soy. Vendré tal como soy. Vendré tal como soy.
All right now. Yes, te necesito for our Latin listeners. Yes. Now, for those of you who don't know what he said, I need you, Savior. I come to you. Then he has some other words in there, too. But that's basically what the song is about. It says, I need you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so
that's what
he's very talented, multicultural. And we have another song, but you want to play something else for us, Lee?
I'll do a little something after we play this next tune.
Okay, I'm going to play Jesus So Right, and then we're going to hear another song, Jesus No Come, means Jesus Knows Us, and that's French Creole. So we're getting our little acoustic music in, and our around-the-world music in, and so we're just going to have a well-rounded evening. We're going to have some long songs.
Yeah.
We got some funk we play. We're going to have church. We're going to have it all tonight in this 1 hour. So we're going to have Jesus So Right. And that was a number one as well at one point. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, Yeah, that's right. It was a yes. You're right. Yeah, mm-hmm. This one was.
So, this week he had two songs in the top, number one, and they were Massa Blassa,
yeah.
And which the other one was, don't tell me, the water one, right?
Right, right, uh-huh.
Okay. And
yeah,
we're going to play that too, so we're going to hear
spot.
What the water, okay. And it's in the different genres, but still, this man,
mm-hmm.
Shoot. He needs Grammy, he needs Tony, he needs Emmy, he needs Dove, he needs all these awards.
Oh,
so we're going to make sure that he gets these things.
Yeah.
So we're going to play Jesus So Right.
You know I love you always, thinking of you. Lord, you're mine, oh mine. With you, I'm doing just fine. Fill my soul with peace. Oh, such a sweet relief. I abide in you, and you abide in me.
Ain't nobody
can do me the way you do. Your love is oh so
ain't
true.
Nobody.
Your love makes me strong. I gotta keep holding
ain't
on.
Ain't nobody
can make me feel the way I feel. You're the real deal. Yeah, you're so right. I owe you my life.
Can't nobody
do me like the way you do.
Nobody.
Your love is oh so
can't
true.
Nobody.
Your love makes me strong. I gotta keep holding on.
Can't nobody
make me feel the way I feel. Yes, you're the real deal. You're so right. I owe you my life. Thank God I'm sanctified. Yes, I can feel your fire. The Lord fill my cup and let it overflow with love. You made me new, washed me through and through. I owe you my life. Jesus, you're so right.
Can't nobody
you do me like the way you do. Yes, your love is so
can't
true.
Nobody.
Your love makes me strong. I gotta keep holding on.
Can't nobody
you make me feel the way I feel. Yes, you're the real deal. Yeah, you're so right. I owe you my life.
Nobody
do me like the way you do. Your love is oh so
ain't
true.
Nobody.
Your love makes me strong. I gotta keep holding on.
Can't nobody
make me feel the way I feel. Yes, you're the real deal. Jesus, you're so right. I owe you my life.
Can't nobody
do me like the way you do. Your love is oh so
true. Ain't nobody.
Your love makes me strong. I gotta keep holding on.
Can't nobody
make me feel the way I feel. Yes, you're the real deal. Jesus, you're so right. I owe you my life.
Can't nobody
do me like the way you do. Makes me strong. Gotta keep holding on.
Can't nobody
make me feel the way I feel. Yeah, yeah, you're the real, real deal. Jesus, you're so right. I owe you my life.
Can't nobody
you make me feel the way you do. Yes, your love is so, so
can't
true.
Nobody
your love makes me strong. I gotta keep.
And yes, that has held the number one spot. Yes, it has. Yes, it has. Yes, it has. Clap up. Clap up. Y'all can clap if you want to. You can clap if you want to. I appreciate it. Yes, sir. We're out there listening to him And he's just well-rounded. I mean, he plays. Can you tell us how many instruments you play?
I play five, six instruments fluently. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Did you hear me? Are you sure?
Yeah. And various.
I think you're
various genres.
I think
yeah.
You play more than that.
Seems okay. Like it, don't it?
Okay, keyboard, bass. Do you play accordion too?
No, all that's on keyboard.
That's keyboard. Okay, so you play
keyboard. Yeah.
Keyboard,
but it's
bass.
But you have to know the fingering on the keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's on the keyboard, you have to use the same type of fingering as you would on accordion. When they're playing those accordion, especially with Zydeco, it's all a feeling. And same way you play any instrument, it has to be with feeling. If you don't feel it, you can't expect anybody else to feel it if you don't feel anything.
That's right.
You know, so
yep.
It has
that's
to come
right.
from the soul.
Yeah.
It's come from the heart, you know. So, you know, I like you know, people that know my story, if you don't know my story, that's why I had to learn how to be self-sufficient and learn how to play these multiple instruments, and the instruments that I hadn't put my hands on, I know how to go to a keyboard
mm-hmm.
and change the
mm-hmm.
setting on there,
mm-hmm.
make an accordion sound, make a saxophone sound, make a trumpet sound. I know how to finger them to make them,
mm-hmm.
you know, produce the walks that I need them to make on track. So, yeah, so it takes a lot of skill. It takes a lot of mind work, man. For real, it drains you. But you know,
mm-hmm.
it you know at least I know how I want it done, and so I know you know when I'm able to put my fingers on, put my hands on it, it's gonna take a little time at time, but I eventually I get it done.
But that's okay because you in the kitchen and you start at. You know, just like making bread.
Yeah.
You don't, bread doesn't, it's made over.
Eventually
like,
I get it done. Yeah, I get
know.
It done eventually.
You know, it's got to rise. It's got to feel good. You got to knead it. You got to make sure all the ingredients are right, proper. You got to make sure the temperature's right. You just can't just, okay, here's some bread, y'all. You know, we can't go to like Wonder, you know. That's right. You got to have the right recipe. And if you don't have the right recipe for music, you just playing noise. But
and patience,
young man.
Yeah.
Right. You know, you have to know your keyboards. You have to know your keys. You have to know your. You have to know all of that. I took piano. I just wish that I'm going to continue. So just give me, you know,
give me
a moment.
I took piano.
I'm continue.
Mm-hmm.
See, and so it's not overnight. You know, some people seem like they have that overnight success, but this. Person, this man, this Gullah Soul music man, Mr. Lee Alston, has been doing music for 30 years, and he just doesn't do jazz. He's done symphony. He's done some of everything, church, symphony, just everything. So it's not like he just, you know, woke up and says, I'm going to do this today, you know. So God has blessed him to be multi-talented in all aspects of what he is, and the more he does, the more he gets blessed. I mean,
that's
right. As I said earlier in his, you know, in his profile, he gets 4,000 views a week, y'all. I asked y'all to help him get to a certain point. Y'all did that. Now, and that was 2 weeks ago. And now he's up to like, what did I say, 324,000 some odd change. So you know this man is doing something out there for the masses, not just for himself, not just for his wife, not just for his church, but for everybody, because everybody is downloading, playing, and making this man's music, I keep on saying man, making Lee's music, number one, because they like it. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
And it appeases the soul. It just, you just want to just listen to it all the time because it's, I won't say it's not mindless, but it's soothing. It's just like you just listen to the words because he's taking them from the Bible. He's had a journey, and so his journey is what I've been trying to take y'all through for the, you know, ever since I started for by like the last month, so that you can get to know the man and where he's been, where he's at, and where he's going. he's trying to help other people. He's just not trying to keep his talent to himself. But, you know, some folks are just, you know, not embarrassed, but they don't want the help. But then once they hear what he does, it's like, oh, maybe I can go to him and he can help me, you know. But he's not ashamed to help somebody. He's giving people chances. So I don't know why I'm saying all that. I guess God just put those words in my mouth. But anyway, from what I heard, you know, it's he's not selfish, you know. He's selfless. And so anytime someone says, hey, bro, can you help me? I'm sure he'd come running. And like I said, his email is Lee Alston, LEEALSTON, 1970.LA at Gmail? At somebody's mail.
At gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Somebody's mail. Hotmail, Yahoo, you know, AOL. But, you know, so if you want him to play, come and play for you, want some teaching, want some instruction, give the man a shout out on n1m.com/Lee Alston. You can listen, you can download, you can marinate on his music. How you do that there? You know, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I love that song. I may play that later on. But that's been number one. But because it's different, it's not your normal music that you hear. It's coming from his heart, his soul,
right.
his body, his mind. It's just not, you know. And he has a lovely woman, wife, girlfriend, you know, helpmate, person who's there in his corner, you know, not holding him back or holding him down, because he's probably not having that, because he said before, I was doing this before you, I'm going to continue to do this. So she uplifts him and gives him inspiration just by looking at her and some of the songs that he has created. From her, by her, through her, and you're going to hear some of those songs this evening before we head up out of here. We got some music for you tonight. Oh, Lord Jesus. Yes, we do. So y'all stay tuned because we got some music that I'm going to be playing, some debuts, some debuts, D-E-B-U-T's, some debuts, some debuts. And so stick with us.
Mm-hmm.
Because we got some things that are coming down the turnpike, but I'm going to play this next song for our French Creole listeners. It's called Jesus No Kene, meaning Jesus knows us, and then we'll come
That's
back
right.
on the other side. He
sure
does know us. We just hear it in a different language.
Il connaît ta mère, il connaît ton père, il connaît tes enfants, il connaît ta femme, il connaît ton travail, il connaît tes amis, il sait qui tu es, il sait ce que tu veux. Jésus va vous mettre. Il connaît tes œuvres, il connaît tes efforts, il connaît ton cœur, il connaît ta pensée, il connaît tes projets, il connaît ton passé, il connaît ton présent, il connaît ton futur, il sait ce que tu es, il sait ce que tu veux. Jésus dit Baboumé. Que tu es voleur, c'est que tu es menteur et tu trompes ta femme. Tu fais ce qui est faux et tu divises l'église. Tu es marabout, tu es devenu prophète. Tu as couché tous les femmes de ton église. Tu as couché tous les hommes de ton église. Tu t'habilles en sexy pour séduire le pasteur.
Did you create that song for him, or you? How did that song come about, Lee?
Well, he had basically what he did, he sang the song and I created the music around mm-hmm. him. Yeah.
Okay, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
That's
so did you know what he was saying? I'm sorry.
No, well, he would coach me. He would actually tell me what he was
okay.
saying. So I could
okay.
kind of wrap
okay.
my head around the flow. Yeah, so, yeah, that and I do that quite a bit. If, you know,
mm-hmm.
somebody will sing a song, and I'll create a tempo or something, and I can catch what key they're in, and, you know, and then
right.
get the melody, of course. Then from the melody, of course, then I'll go to the arrangement, accompaniment,
mm-hmm.
arrangements around the melody, and then just build it all up.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's from your, because I know you have a song called Gullah Soul Music Theory. So you got to have all this knowledge in your head before you can even really start a song. Correct
yeah,
me if I'm wrong.
Yeah. Right.
Let's
yeah.
See.
You gotta know music
so,
theory. You gotta know. You
yeah.
gotta know what
mm-hmm.
the key of C is, what the key of B is, F sharp.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to know
mm-hmm.
these chords to make sure that
all these chords,
whatever
your minors and your majors,
make sense to one another.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
mm-hmm.
you got to
mm-hmm.
make sure
mm-hmm.
that music makes sense. It has all make sense. Yeah.
Right, right, right. Wow, that's
mm-hmm.
see there. See y'all. We had the perfect person here. That we just. That's all I got to say. You got the perfect person here. So, do you have any shout outs? Because we got some music that's coming up. I want to make sure we get this in. So you
yeah,
have any
that's what I was
going to
say. Yeah, we got a couple
mm-hmm.
of new debuts. I definitely want to get on before
right,
we end the
right.
show to introduce those. But I just want to give a shout out to Mike's Paint and Body Shop in Angleton,
mm-hmm.
Texas. For those of y'all listening, y'all in the Houston area, Matagorda County. Galveston County, Texas, wherever you at, Louisiana, all of y'all. May y'all even come to Hamilton, Texas, Mike's Paint and Body Shop, Donnie Wilson, the owner. They're real good at what they do and taking care of people's vehicles, getting them back on the road and all of that, man. And they're right in Hamilton. Big shout out over there. You know, and so a big shout out to all my listeners, fans, supporters, subscribers,
yeah.
for your downloads, for your shares. Like again, I want to say again, I appreciate y'all for making me a part of your playlist daily. Thank y'all very much. Yeah.
Yes, 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 yes. And if you all, like I said, if y'all want to shout out, you can shout out at 516-418-5857. Even if you want to go into the chat room, you can chat with me and say, hey, Lee, I heard you today. You know, if you're overseas and, you know, you're listening out there,
right.
you know, send a smoke signal up and
yeah,
shout
man,
out, you know, say, hey, you know, go on to his n1m.com/LeeAlston, LeeAlston, and give him a shout out there. Say, hey, Lee, I heard your show. You know, thumbs up, you know, thumbs down, never thumbs down because he's got, you know, wonderful music and wonderful talent. So I don't
yeah,
think there's
thanks.
Ever a thumbs down. If it is, I'm going to break that person's thumb. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. But but you guys are out there and you're making him number one. You are listening to his music. You're not just hearing it. You're listening to it. You're downloading it. You're playing on a regular, on a daily. And as I go to his, I won't say his dashboard, but to his site, n1m.com, today we've had plays of, what, 1,226 total plays from less than a year, 253,000, yes, I said 1,000, 614, and his profile views is 324,306. So you all are taking note of him. So, you know, subscribe to him, follow him, chase him, run after him, listen to him. But he's a man of talent. He's a man of conscience. He's just an altogether good person to listen to because he can probably write a book and solve all your problems just through music. It could be the songs in the key of Lee Alston, for all I care. But
yeah.
but, you know, he just has some wonderful music, and it may take a minute to listen to, But once you listen to it, it's like, this man has some talent. This man can play. This man, you know, and it's, you know, it's just music that you want to hear on a regular and on a daily. So that's the shout out. Oh, I have a friend that I was talking to today. His name is Big Boats. I guess that's what he was called in the Navy. So shout out to Big Boats out there. Yes, I can see you grinning now. And shout out to my listener friends who call in all the time. We have Miss Rhonda. She's on the line listening. And Mr. Bobby Jackson from D.C. and Rhonda from Maryland. And we have Les, who listens in, and Sinful from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And if you all are out there, like I say, let us know. Let us know you're listening, because we would surely shout you out. And thank you, thank you, thank you so, so, so much. So I got about 15 minutes left, and I want to get this music in. This first new
song.
Yeah,
I'm going to get to the new music. Definitely.
Yes.
The debut.
Yeah,
yeah.
We want to get to this. Yes. And it's called Jesus, Prince of Life. And so how did you know me? How did you come up with this song? Blah, 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 blah. You know the drill. So go ahead and just explain
well,
it to
me
how you came up
I'm
with this.
So we can get to these other ones. But I'm on and I'm not, you know, knocking anybody out there for how you worship or whatever, but I think it's more than just say, oh, Lord, we worship you. Oh, Lord, we worship you. I mean, it can be more said than that. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And that's
right.
The way my mind is. So instead of me saying, oh, Lord, I worship you, I mean, the way my mind is, it's more you can say. And so I'm one, I like to just share my thoughts and my heart with God and be able to pour out to him, out to Jesus, and be expressive. And so basically that's how I came up with the words that I did, the flow that I did in this particular song, Jesus, the Prince of Life. Yeah.
Okay. Miss Angie, would you like to say anything before we play the Prince of Life, Jesus, Prince of Life?
Oh, I'm just enjoying the show.
Okay, as you always do, you the little quiet
as
person over there. But we're going to hear from her later on, so I'm going to play Jesus, Prince of Life, and on n1m.com/LeeAlston.
Yeah.
Tell us how you like it.
Bring me to the water, sweet Prince of Life. Speak life into my soul. Bring me to the water, sweet Prince of Life. Speak life into my soul. I'm ready.
and may the peace of God rest easy within me. Lord, I trust you.
Right, I'm going to play that because that's what, and she said the Song of Soliloquy, but then we're going to hear the answer and hear, you know what, I'm just going to play the first one, then y'all are going to be blown away from this next song. Oh, that's all I got to say. Oh, and I'm
yeah.
That's all I got to say. And she said, that's what she said, and then I'm going to come back. So, ladies and gents, here is Song of Solomon Soliloquy, and she said, then we're going to come back, and then we're going to hear what she said. Yeah, man.
Delightful is your love, my sister, my bride. How much more pleasing is your love than wine, and the fragrance of your perfume than any spice. Your lips drop sweetness as the honeycomb, my bride. Milk and honey are under your tongue. The fragrance of your garments is like that of Lebanon. And she said, thank you. You are a garden fountain, a well of flowing water, streaming down from Lebanon. I have come into my garden, my sister, my bride. I've gathered my myrrh with my spice. I have eaten my honeycomb and my honey. I have drunk my wine and my milk. And she said,
now, debuting this evening, we get to hear what she says, and she is Angie Olsen. So say it, sister, give us the 411, and let's take this new to the new number one on n1m.com/TheAlsen, and it's called The Song of Solomon Concepts. This is what she said. Yes, sir. Yeah, man. Nice. Mmm. Turn it up, y'all.
Speak what's on your mind.
Could it be my smooth vocal tones? Could it be the way I play this guitar for you?
Speak what's on your mind.
Could it be the way my eye comes? I don't know, but I know you're gonna tell me, right?
To the one I love. Throughout the day, I occasionally pause in my mind to think about the one I love. As my mind scans you, I can remember your makeup from head to toe and find myself with a smile on my face. A brilliant mind, good character, and dedicated heart beyond comparing to any that I know. From the locks in your hair to the soles of your feet that put in miles every day, the color of your skin, the lines and curves of your face, which produce handsome eyes, a perfect nose and sexy lips, your salt and pepper beard that makes you very distinguished. Whether clothed or in your birthday suit, your broad shoulders, handsome figure, sexy thighs, and everything else between turns me on every time I look at you. All of these things and more attract me to you. You are one of a kind. You make me smile with shyness, glow with happiness, and love like never before. You are the highlight of all of my days, and I'm so happy that you are near me, together and apart. Only I can see your beauty inside.
What's on your mind? Yeah. Say what you need to say. Go ahead.
Speak what's on your mind.
Speak your mind. Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. I'm listening. I'm hearing. Yeah.
Speak.
So it's my Gullah Soul style. Because I'm a Gullah child, yeah. And I know now it's the way I walk, the way I talk, the way I groove, you know what I'm saying? I know this. Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead and speak your mind. Tell me what's on your heart. Yeah, man. Yeah. Your vibe is so cool. Yeah. Yeah. Speak what's on your mind.
Speak what's on your mind.
Go ahead. Tell me. Yeah.
Speak what's on your mind.
did you hear what she said? Did you hear how she so eloquently described the man in her life? Did you hear how she painted the picture where you can almost see him? Did you hear what she had to say about him? And she said what she said. So now we heard what she said. Now y'all need to follow suit and say that about your man.
That's right.
I said that. I mean, she just set the bar higher than, I'm sorry, this, I'm only 5'2" and a half and 3/4", so I know I can't reach up there and touch that bar. But that was beautiful. Oh my, you have a wonderful one. Child, y'all ain't going nowhere no time soon. From the locks of his hair to his style, the color of his eyes, his lips, his nose, his ears, his thighs.
Yep, all of that.
That was beautiful. So y'all take this
that
to
was
number
a,
one.
That was a poem. That was a poem that I wrote for him last year for his birthday, actually. And
she
I
did.
Said, honey,
and,
you should
and
put
poetry
some music,
is music
to this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What took you so long? I can't hear you.
Well, I had to.
What?
Well, I had to. I had to let. And she said the soliloquy kind of soak in for a while. But when I read the poem that day,
right.
I'm like, man. I mean, wow. This is some deep. There's some very deep words here, man. And so it's like, so, you know, when she told me, you know, about the poetry thing, I said, well, I had to come up with the right music for the right, for the ambiance, for the flow of it. And because the words just grabbed me. I mean, they just resonated with me and described me the way she did. And if folks just go, and if you go to the Song of Solomon in the Bible and you look at how that man and that woman describe one another, that's basically all we did. That's basically it in 2021.
Yes.
And so, and you know, this ain't no teeny bop music here. This is real love.
No.
Real love songs. I ain't talking about going to the mall and, you know, I'm 50 years old, man. I ain't got no time for all that. I mean, I got to talk about the love on a level. Mm-hmm. On a level of an adult, you know what I'm saying, and
right.
And, you know, and just bring it real, you know what I'm saying.
That's
so,
right.
taking what I learned from the Song of Solomon, and being able to apply it in 2021, and it's kind of, you know, to some people it may just push. No, I'm not pushing the envelope. I'm doing the same thing that they talk about in the Song of Solomon,
in the
just
Bible.
In our own words, in our way, and hopefully that'll
help
some folks out there. That don't talk to one another like that. Maybe this might help spice up your relationship, your marriage or something.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's the dialogue. Mm. It's the dialogue. You read the Song of Solomon, it's the dialogue, man. It's the dialogue that leads you up to the romance. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
right.
When you have a dialogue and talk to one another and she's looking at you, you looking at him, and the thing about it is, you know, 50 years from now, will you look at her the same way? Will you look at him the same way? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what love does. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I mean, I applaud her. I commend her because that was a personal poem for me. But I said, you know what? I'm going to spoke. I mean, let me just share this. Let me share her thoughts about me with everybody. And so she was cool with it. So, yeah, we rolled with it.
And it's nothing nasty.
Is...
I mean, if you husband and wife, it's beautiful. And
you should
talk to your spouse the way I talked about my husband. There's nothing wrong with it.
See, and that's what I'm saying right there, not to cut you off, but even, as I'm going to say, even a child could understand those simple words of how women grow up, how to speak to their partner. So it was so on a level where a child could understand, as if he was talking to his mother, or if a daughter was talking to her father. Daddy, you've got the locks of a lion. You know, it's easy like that. So it's love, And like I said, I'm going to go into a diabetic coma because of YouTube, but that's okay. It's a good thing. But but it's a perfect word because the voice was just, I mean, I feel like you're on The Voice, and then I feel like you're in Name That Tune and just everything because it all comes together oh so well. And if you think you can dance, you can dance to all that as well because it's just a slow grind, you know, but it's not a nasty grind. It's just looking at each other's eyes, just admiring each other. And we don't that enough. We do not do that. And that's why another reason why I like this radio station, because both of you are on it. You're uplifting him, uplifting her. I love to play the songs that you have because, you know, for the most part, you got, you know, Love Is a Beautiful Thing. I mean, that should just be a whole DVD, CD, LMNOP, whatever you want to call it, in itself of love songs. Because, and then take that, wrap it up, and give it to your loved one. Say, listen, this is how I feel about you. This is how I want our life to be. If you just listen to his shows, you can understand how I feel about you. I may not be able to emulate what they do, but this is how I feel. And just the music, you can just talk to your mate, male or female, just behind the jazz part, just because it's so relaxing. And if it's not relaxing, get some grapes out, some wine, some cheese, some bonbons, some truffles. You know, just talk to each other, and it would be so much easier on that level to talk to someone so easily, because the mind just, the music just takes you to that level where it just satisfies your soul and just eases your soul, and just, it just feels so, it's feel good music.
Right.
It's a holistic feel good music. I mean, you don't hear, you know, slap this woman and beat this person. No, it's not that kind of music. And God did not put those words in your mouth to elevate that type of music. This is the kind of music that people need to hear. They need to listen to. They need that. It's advice. It's just simple, easy to hear, understand words that come from the Bible.
It's like when people watch a movie or a television program, and they have writers that write for these actors to speak the lines that they wrote. And it's like, and I know some people, and I'm speaking real here. Some folks look at the movie, they look at television programs, and they hear what the actor is saying because somebody wrote these words. And some people are like, man, I wish my husband, my wife would say these things to me. You know what I'm saying? So basically, you know, I'm thankful that I'm at a point in my life where I don't have to think like that. I'm able to express myself. And she didn't express herself. And that, you know, we're not the only ones. But, you know, as a matter of fact, a brother came up to me and told me, he said, listening to one of your songs, man, it really helped me to see where I'm at. And I wouldn't be able to talk to my wife, you know, like this, you know, using words in a beautiful way to, you know, instead of saying, I love you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so it's just me. I've always posted on my show, y'all been listening. I always say that it's more to it than saying I love you. It's more to it than the Louis Vuitton. It's more to it than the Chanel. It's more to it than a new set of car keys to a new car and a trip around the world. You know what? That only lasts for so long. You know what I'm saying? You can't build your relationship off of material stuff. You got to build it from within for the love you have for one another, the unconditional love. Yeah, man.
Right. Oh, it's just, it's, I mean, this is like Valentine's Day music throughout the year to me.
Right.
You know, because it's just, that's all I can say. That's all I can say. I mean, the song was beautiful, you know, I'm not going to say I'm sorry it took so long to do it because there's a time and place for everything, but that was just perfect. I mean, the timing, the music behind it, and what she said, how she said it. It wasn't loud. It wasn't, you know, overbearing. It was like she was sitting right there talking to you. and you were caressing her in your arms, and she was looking at you in your eyes and just describing every single part of you. I mean, you know, so people listening, hopefully you got the gist of this song, that you can play it for your loved ones and for ones that you're trying to love, want to be loved by, because it is simple. It's just concepts, just simple concepts with music behind it. So I just really appreciate you two sharing your lives with us on live radio. It's just wonderful. I'm grateful to be a host here because I get to hear all this music firsthand, secondhand, you know, left hand, right hand, beforehand, afterhand. It's just, you know, I'm just thankful for you asking me to be a part of you guys' life, because I feel like I'm part of the family now and get to live what you guys live, because it helps me in my journey. People say, why are you so calm? It's like, because I can't do about stuff what I can't do nothing about, so why am I going to, you know, worry about stuff that I don't need to worry about? And so I just listen and think about the songs that I hear and just apply them every day. I don't get angry and mad, and, you know, I just oosah a lot. It's like, you know, and he said and she said, and doing things right, and, you know, and just thank you. Just, that's all I have to say, a big thank you to each and every one of you guys for just being a part of
the show. I think you're coming aboard producing the shows and all that. You know, it makes it easy for me. And so I'm grateful and very thankful that you said to help me continue on this direction that God gave me. So I'm just hoping everyone out there, man, that y'all will be helped in some way, and this positive atmosphere that I like to bring, we all like to bring every week to y'all, and this positive ambiance, you know what I'm saying, all of that. So that's what's in me, and that's what I want to share with you all. And thank y'all so much for tuning in again, man. I want to thank y'all, hopefully. So ambiance is a blessing for y'all out there. All of y'all worldwide out there is listening. God bless y'all.
Thank you. Would you like to say anything, Andrew? Oh, right.
Yeah,
oh, that's right. You already said it, huh? No, I'm just messing. Go ahead.
I just wanted to reiterate, you know, a lot of people may not be comfortable with talking to their mate like that, but, you know, once it become a habit, it's easy. Mm-hmm. Me and my husband, we compliment each other all the time.
See,
so, you know,
but,
just be encouraged.
You
and
love. Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Gotta have that.
Mm-hmm. And then
so
you have this man from above who's shining down on you, too. Yes.
Right.
Yes, you guys, both of you have God in your life, and you go to him, and you see it, you live it, you talk it, you breathe it, and not everybody
does that.
But you guys are true essence of what a couple should be like. That's, you know, because you kind of remind me of my mom and my dad, you know, and they're, well, they're both gone now. Dad's been gone, 2 years, and mom's been gone since 2011. But, I mean, they had their ups and downs, but they were together probably 60-some years, I guess. I don't know. It was a while. And, you know, everybody admired them for their love because what they had gone through, you know, all the stuff from the 60s, you know, and still together and loved each other, you know.
Yeah.
And I just appreciate you guys sharing and caring enough to share.
You're welcome.
So, thank you. Thank you just to everybody.
Thank you.
So you all have just heard some Mellow Music. And this is what she said, is the Song of Solomon concept. I'm going to play that over and over and over where it gets 11,000 hits. And hopefully we can take him to 500,000 within the next, I'll say the next
month.
500,000 views on his profile. Because, I mean, I think every week it goes up at least 4,000 views on his profile.
Yeah.
So people are listening because it's good, wholesome music. It's good, wholesome music. It's something that people need to hear and listen to. And it's something that they can follow and pattern their lives and mold their lives after. And we just so thankful. So You were currently listening to Confessions, and I want to thank you, Lee Austin, and Gold Soul Music out of Freeport. I can't thank him without thanking his lovely wife, Angie, which one day we are going to meet, for following
us
in the vault. And next week, tune in, and we're going to take you down another road. We don't know what we're going to do yet, but do something different, something unique, something, you know, uplifting. Of course, it may be some church music.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. We'll talk about it, you know, throughout the weekend. You know, we'll have something for you, so you're just going to have to be there, as I said, be there, be square, but hopefully you're listening.
That's funny.
So I have been your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of On Ice Velcro Designs, and I can be found on N1M as well, but I'm not on there like he is. I have a website, www.anaisedalcour.com, or you can contact me through my email, anaisvalcour@gmail.com, or you can go to my website. Also, I'm thankful for spending time with everyone this evening. So, you know, tell somebody so they can listen. Everybody can listen and they can learn and they can love, because this is basically a loving show, positive vibe show. So please have a laid back rest of your evening. We've gone over, but this was, I think, worth the time to go over. And all I have to say is, yeah, man. And I want to say good night to you all. And from Gullah Soul Music, On the Strength, and that's the song I'm going to leave you with, is Gullah Soul, On the Strength. It's a song that he loves, and that is how he gets through his day. Gullah Soul, On the Strength.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all, this is your Gullah Soul Listening Music Man coming at you. Coming at you with soul power. Soul power. Yeah, y'all. Y'all remember that. This is my remake of Brother Curtis Mayfield.
Yeah.
Soul music. Real soul music. Yeah, y'all. And by the time I get done with this monologue, I'll have you tripping all the way back to 1970-something when we heard the smooth, sweet, melodic sounds of soul singers taking the stage. Smooth grooves. Tight harmony. Smooth, melodic chords. And feel. Yeah, I know you're gonna dig this. I know you're gonna dig this. Gullah Soul music. Holistic music. Hill boy music. Yeah, y'all. Gullah Soul. This is Gullah Soul music coming right at you.
Yeah.
Coming right at you. Soul power. Got soul power. Soul, soul power. Y'all remember when we used to talk on the phone all night long till the sun come up? Yeah, I know you remember. Yeah. And you would remember those family reunions, family gatherings. Everybody would just get together and have a good time. Y'all remember? Yeah. Gullah Soul music coming at you with soul power. Yeah. I know you're gonna dig this. It's gonna take you way back, way back. Right on and solid. Yeah.
Yeah, man, on the strength. Have a good and blessed evening, and have a wonderful week.
Lee Austin, the Soul Music Vault, Fridays, 8 p.m. Central Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, with my co-host, Ms. Inez. Yeah, y'all, for more of my music, go to numberonemusic.com/Lee Austin to hear more of this Gullah Soul. Yeah, man. Yeah, y'all, you in the right place at the right time, the right moment. Yeah, man. Yeah, y'all, we're at a party. Yeah, come on. Oh, yeah. It's right here, y'all. Come on. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Good night.